Yes, this is the day the Lord has made. I pray that you are rejoicing and being glad in it, friend. How are you? Welcome to this Sunday, this March 18th, 2018. It is Joey Kroll here with you. Go ahead, grab your cup of coffee. Let's get into God's Word and let's fellowship today. If you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship is all about Jesus, really. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one. It's by Marty Nystrom, and As the Deer.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You
try lifting up Jesus right here on this Sunday, friend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. You know, I'm totally am blessed. Out of all the stations that you have available to you on your dial, you have yours tuned to Sunday Worship. Thank you for that. And I hope you had yourself a great week, a pretty busy week in the Kroll household. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I had to have emergency surgery on my appendix. Had a nasty case, I mean severe case of appendicitis, where it actually ruptured as they were taking it out, and just not a fun deal at all. And so this past week, I got try to get back into the swing of things. I was exhausted. I was just worn out. I needed to take a couple hours rest after being out for a couple hours, and just it was not a fun deal at all. But I'm feeling better today, praise the Lord. You know, I love what Woodrow Kroll said one time. Of course, he was the teacher on the program Back to the Bible. No relation, by the way. He said one time, "The God who made us also can remake us." I love that, because 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "If anyone is in Christ," if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Lord, prepare me.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary.
That's right. We are magnifying and lifting up the name of Jesus. Jesus. That sweet name. In fact, it was, I believe it was Peter who said in Acts 4:12, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. And, you know, Billy Sunday once said, there are 256 names given in the Bible for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I suppose this was because he is infinitely beyond all that one name could express.
lost are saved, find their way at the sound of your great name. All condemned feel no shame at the sound of your great name. Your grace.
listening to Sunday Worship. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. You know, I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but I am ready for spring. I just am. I'm just ready for some warmer weather. That's for sure. But friend, as we continue on in the year of 2018, I hope that you vow, you commit, that you will get to know this wonderful God in prayer and through his word. And I heard somebody say one time, the Bible is meant to be bread for daily use, not just cake for special occasions.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be. It's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Around you, Jesus, you.
That's right, friend. I pray Jesus is at the center of all that you do. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. And when you have some time today or this week, be sure to check out our website, greatnewsradio.org, because there's information posted there about an upcoming trip that we'll do to the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter coming up on Saturday and Sunday, May 19th and 20th. Again, more details on that at our website at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'm going to finish up this cup of coffee, hang up my headphones, and spend some time with God's people today at our church. And I hope you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.